And good evening to you all listening in on the internet through BBS Radio. Today it is a Wednesday evening episode. From if you have questions, we have answers. It is September the 6th, 2017, live on the internet and as usual, a simulcast for the conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. We are here with John and Cleo and Michelle. That's what I know. And who else has joined in? Location.
Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, welcome.
I'm Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome. Who else? Name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Who else has joined in? Please say your name and location.
So
it's Chris.
Hello, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, hi.
Thank you for being here. And another gentleman, please say your name and location.
Sedona. Raiden.
Raiden. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Positive greetings. Thank you.
Right back at you, Raiden. Positive greetings. Who else has joined in? Feel free to say your name and location.
Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Who else? Please say your name and location.
Helen. I was Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
I heard Helen and I heard Don. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, guys.
Thank you.
Welcome. Who else? Please say your name and location. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you, hi.
Thank you for being here. And I welcome all those that are listening in. Just joined in through BBS Radio Online. We are waiting for our host, Winfrey, to show up here shortly, and co-host Terry Brown, who will channel answers to questions that have been submitted for email. And after this call, as usually, we'll have at 7 o'clock Pacific, we have our healing call. Somebody else joining in over here. Welcome to the call. Please share name and location.
Hi, it's April. Las Vegas.
Hi, April. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, your phone is breaking up.
Is my phone breaking up?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Dharmananda.
Yeah.
You want to grab my mic and I give Vin a call? Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everyone. It's Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil Seaserp. I'm from Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
I missed you Monday.
Yep. I missed the call as well.
Sleeping on the job, huh?
Yeah.
You want to call back in, Heis?
I will call, yes. Will you take the mic for me, Dharmananda? Greet the folks?
Yep. Okay.
Thank you, man.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
We missing the main player?
Not here yet. Guess his helicopter hasn't landed yet.
Yeah, I think that helicopter's kind of broken.
Might be stuck in his pyramid.
Hello,
I'm back.
Call. Oh, you're back? Okay.
All right. Hey, but hold on to the mic still. I'm going to give Vin a call, all right?
Yeah. No, do more calls.
When?
He's still breaking up. I don't know what's going
on.
Maybe it's a solar flare.
Telepathic call.
Monday, I thought I was going to have to do the channeling, and that wasn't going to go very well.
Uh-huh.
mailbox of 626.
Who's that?
That's Wynn not answering. So here we are, let's party.
Yeah, who needs him?
Yes, Vin.
Right on.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye. So let's hang tight. He's going to be on here shortly. Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Deb in Oregon.
Welcome, Deb.
Thank you.
Thank you as well. And somebody else joining. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry Brown. Welcome, Terry. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. I know Wynn is going to be here shortly as well.
Yeah. I'll turn the ding off.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Teresa.
Welcome to the next phone. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, this is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Hi, Ron. Good evening to you. And welcome. And I believe somebody else joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Good evening.
Thank you. Hi.
Welcome to the call. Welcome to the next caller. You may stay silent.
It is Wynn.
It is Wynn. And please speak up. Yes, thank you. Well, I'm glad you made it, Wynn. We are live on BBS Radio. We have a bunch of people on the phone line here tonight with us. And Teddy just joined in before you.
Okay, I apologize for being late. Believe it or not, I was in a parking lot, and my car wouldn't start. It had some kind of vapor lock in the fuel. So,
must be hot there.
No, it's not. It's not that hot. It is a little bit, but not really. But in any case, all's well that ends well. And Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you home?
Yeah, but I'm in the driveway.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start in just a moment.
Okay.
That's
right. Terry, you don't want to be in the pyramid.
In the pyramid?
Is it forbidden property for you or not?
No, it's that the pyramid fell down.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, we told you about our pyramid, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't hear about it.
I'm building one myself.
When made me a pyramid in the back of the house in a really nice place to lie down under the pyramid, and the wind blew and blew it down.
Oh, that's too bad.
And you put a really nice tent up there, and the wind blew that down.
I'm building one, too. I'll build you one, Terry.
Speaking of wind, Hurricane Irma just destroyed an airport in Florida.
Irma?
What city?
I know.
What city?
Maho Beach.
Yeah.
I know that the winds are supposed to be 185 miles an hour on that thing.
Yep.
That's bad.
Yeah. The government's been done by the negative. Engineered hurricane.
Are you asking me that?
Yeah. Harp manufactured.
I can't say, you know. I did a channeling on it, but I don't even remember.
Yes.
There seemed to be
there were indications. But
yeah,
I don't want to talk about it.
What we need to do is, in our thoughts, in our prayers, see this thing go onto the ocean and take care of itself away from the population.
Yeah. I think it was originally headed for the North Atlantic, but then it changed direction to the west.
I was like, they're going to steer right towards Miami.
Yeah.
Are you in the house yet, Terry?
No, I'll come in. I got interested in conversation here.
Well, get in the house. Come on.
All right.
Do it. Ben, you didn't marry her, did you?
Who?
Terry. You're so, so commanding.
Yeah. It's worse. It's worse than marriage.
Okay.
What could be worse?
What could be worse?
When you're married, you can get divorced.
Living alone.
Not easy. Not after 55 years.
What could be worse than marriage? What could be worse than marriage?
Living alone.
How can they give us these damn cigarettes?
In a prison could be worse, maybe.
It's kind of like our connection is transpersonal, and it has so much responsibility to it that
bless you, bless you.
Who is that, Chris?
John.
Yeah. Chris.
John.
John?
Yeah.
Bless you.
John Ciborowski?
Yes, yes.
Well, your nostrils have been cleared. Blessings to that. Welcome to all those that are here listening in through BBS radio. We cannot hear you or see you. Of course, we are with a bunch of people on the conference call, as we usually always do this as a simulcast. And those in the studio are getting into gear as we speak.
Terry, tell me when you settled, Terry.
Don't people say bless me after a sneeze because they used to believe that the devil got into you when you sneezed? Isn't that the origin of that?
I don't remember.
Should ask a question about that.
I think when you sneeze, there's a moment of unconsciousness that... it's like dying for a moment.
Yeah, you're basically dead.
And that's why. All right, Terry, are you in the house? Okay. Who is that we're listening to?
It's Terry's line.
Yes.
You got something to party?
Terry under the house started watching TV.
Terry having a party tonight.
I think I'm going to rename our show. I came up with a really good name today. And I'm going to call it Nincompoops from Heaven. What do you guys think of that?
I prefer Wanderers from Heaven.
No, no one knows what a wanderer is, okay?
Well, we do.
It's a contest of show naming contest.
All right, Terry, are you in the house?
Yes.
Are you settled?
I'm getting there, Sarah.
You're what?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right, let's get started. Okay, and when it starts the recording,
thanks. Hey, you're making some noise. Hey, you want to mute yourself initially, maybe?
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, if she mutes herself, then we have to go through heaven and get unmuted.
This conference is being recorded.
This is September 6, 2017. Lynn and Terry in Sedona, and another session of questions and answers with our sources, who identify themselves as a conglomerate of part of the Ra group and part of the Elohim group. And Terry, are you settled down? Hello.
Okay, you want to tell you are unmuted currently.
She shouldn't have told her to mute.
Okay, I'm unmuted.
All right.
Okay.
And, you know, I was just going to say, we were going to call ourselves the nincompoops from heaven. Now, maybe that is too self-deprecating, but there's truth in it. There actually is, because, like, how can I say it? There are people that are much more functional than we are. We are kind of functional. We are slipshod functional. I have my moments of very high functionality. Terry is like got this beautiful quality that a good part of her doesn't exist in this realm. She's floating around in higher dimensions. She sees ghosts. It's like, and the fact that she's floating around in higher dimensions, like she is a beautiful blessing for all of us, because she can see things and go places that we don't even imagine. We couldn't even imagine exist without getting all the understandings through Terry. But in the physical realm, she can't remember things. She says, well, I don't want to be in the physical. Like,
well, no,
like
I mean, I'm just not there.
She's not there.
But I'm doing better. So, I'm doing better.
You're doing better.
I put 36 pendants together, 24 pendants together, and delivered them, and went to the bank and deposited the money, and went out to dinner, and went to Safeway and bought a bunch of lemonade. And and then went to Rescue Wind and got the car started, and it was already home.
Right.
But I'm doing better, a lot better than I was for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing a lot better than you did 10 years ago, even, you know?
I really am, yeah.
I mean, it's not just about being functional because of the health issue that was going on, but it's like, you know, Terry will, like, you know, walk into a room and lay something down, and then the next day she'll be spending 3 hours looking for it. That's just the reality of it. Where did I put that now? I know I had it in my hand. But she's so incredibly lovable, right? It's okay. It's a good thing you're lovable, so that we get around all of that, right? So, in
you're
any
lovable
case,
too.
Oh, I'm not as lovable as you. I irritate people, and I'm bossy, and but
I do random acts of kindness.
I do random acts of kindness. I'm kind, yeah, in spite of what people think. But you know what? It's like being kind. You have to be careful not to be a fool, you know, because people will take advantage of you. So you have to read the energy carefully so that it's wonderful when you do something, a kind action, that actually causes someone to change their life, okay? And you can never be sure that that's going to happen. It's always a calculated risk. And the other side of the risk is that you will end up getting people codependent on you.
Right.
And then when,
that's
when,
not good.
Yeah. And and then when you say, I don't want to do that anymore, it's like all the kindness.
They get mad at you.
All the kindness goes to hell because they get mad at you. Right.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's very frustrating. But you know, I find I got to be true to my own intuitions and my own reading of a situation. And I have to go, now I'm telling you all of you this too. I have to be willing to let people get mad at me rather than just do something because I don't want them to get mad, okay? And I think everyone has that challenge because as soon as you do something on somebody's behalf, they think you're going to do it all the time. And then suddenly you have all these people that need money all the time or help me move or God knows what they're asking next. And
right.
And, you know, it's not, if it's a good use of your time, then it's okay to do it. Not that you shouldn't do it. But I don't have enough time to do the most important things that are on my plate, much less be everybody's moving service and doing people favors all the time. And I'm not against that. I mean, if I was bored or I had free time, I know people need help, and it's good to be able to help people, and it is spiritual action. But at a certain point, one has to take control of their life and their time, or else you don't fulfill, for me, you don't fulfill one's highest purpose. And Edna, I'm going to finally get to your question today.
All right.
This is a very unusual thing we do here, and that is you guys are submitting questions, and we're asking them, and we have Ra'an answering questions. Ra'an
is a division of the Elohim and a division of the Ra group, which is changing depending upon the question and what is needed to come through to answer.
So, let's get started.
All right.
Father,
I'm not ready,
God.
But I'm here. Go ahead.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come to you. We do not come through the telephone line, but it's only the voice. It comes through the telephone line and through the radio or the computer. We come directly to you, and it is always a joy when we come to be with you and connect and are able to assist in any way that we might be able to. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question here is from, is from Jim Blayhut. He's still trying to understand his synchronicity, where he had a dream with the name Bella, and then had a did a search on Bella and found a, some of you that have been tracking Jim knows that he had a niece that recently died of a rare form of cancer. And he was trying his best to get her better. And that there was someone connected to the word Bella that had some alternative cancer remedy. And when he had the dream and found the person, he decided that he was being guided by God to find this. And then she died anyway. One of the things in this whole ongoing thing is her family was fairly conservative Catholic and not in any way, shape, or form into spiritual phenomena or alternative health. So she did go through the Bella procedure, but it didn't work. And so just before I read his questions here, I just wanted to say something about synchronicities, because I have had numerous synchronicities. And I myself, when they first started happening, used to think it had to do with God in the conventional sense, and God was guiding me. And I've asked a lot of questions about this to try to understand this phenomenon, because when it happens, obviously, it can't be random. It, for me, it could not have been coincidence. Too many of them, too improbable all the circumstances. And what I came up with for myself is that part of me, a part that I was not consciously aware of, was moving around in the astral. And it was making connections. And then, if I followed my intuitions in the physical, I would make a decision where the connections I was making in the astral would come into the physical. And it, one, for example, one example was when I went to, when I was writing for this magazine, and I went to the Monterey area to go to an expo to interview people, and I had a lot of resistance to going, particularly I had a really old car, and I was afraid if it broke down, I'd be screwed. And I almost didn't go. I was on the flip-flop going. And I just said to myself that I'm going to go. And I did go. And I walked in and into this room of the expo. And there was Daphne staring at me. And, you know, which led to 30 days later, her and I getting together, her starting to channel, and everything else that we're doing was as a result of that decision to drive 300 miles in an old car and go to an expo. And then we had to follow through and come together for this to happen. And there was no way that I was going to provoke that coming together to happen. Because at the time she was married, there's no way that I would have caused her to leave her husband to run off with me. But as it worked out, she left on her own volition and started driving to L.A. And then I had to make the best of it at that point. So that was an exception. Try to make it work. I didn't know what was coming. I didn't know that I'd be talking to this Elohim source. But in any case, that was a synchronicity, and I'm calling it a synchronicity. She and I had known each other two other lifetimes. There was a big, I didn't know that at the time, but there was a huge connection and a huge momentum to get together, and that even now, even though we hardly talk to each other, I can feel her on the other side. I can identify her energy, and I believe she can do that with me. So there's an aspect of us on the other side that is still in communication of some sort, but it's not manifested in the physical. But it did for a few years, and it created the foundation for this to happen. And at the time when I asked them about it, they said it was like you're breathing into the mic, Terry, you're breathing into the mic, move your microphone. They said it was like a wild card and that we had the chance to jumpstart our evolution. Thousands of years into the future. And at the time they said that, I didn't understand. But I believe I do understand now. And that is our intrinsic connection was ancient. And it was prior to the development of this timeline that we're in. So that's one example of a synchronicity. But it wasn't like God created that. It was the higher aspect of ourselves that created it. Now, the Elohim have said that they can increase the potential for synchronicities by tapping into their energy. Let me read Jim's question now. I continue to seek a more complete understanding of what I refer to as my Bella dream lullaby experience. Again, I was led to connecting to the family of a young girl who had passed about 3 years earlier after a long bout with a rare cancer. Our sources compared this synchronistic connection to a universe-wide, internet-like search result, and added that they, our sources, were involved, stating we all work together. It is a co-creative venture. Although this connection with Bella's family did not result in a healing for Philomena, I remain skeptical that the highest intention behind its manifestation was limited to a healing for her. They stated, unfortunately, that were other aspects that came in, and that does not negate the brilliance of your connection or the potential possibilities that it held. So this leads me to the following line of questioning. One, was the spirit energy of Bella led to the circumstance by our seeking, or was it already involved or connected in some way? Now, just to remind you all, Bella was a woman, a girl, I think she was a girl, who had the same or similar kind of cancer that Philomena had, that they were doing an alternative therapy on, that I think may have worked for her. So he's asking, was she involved, her spirit, leading to the circumstance where Jim ended up finding her as a result of a dream that had the name Bella in it? Two, what individuals...
Could we do the questions one at a time?
Okay, take that question.
All right. There were many circumstances that were fit in exactly to the circumstances of the search for a cure. It was a young girl. It was a similar cancer. It was an attempt by the family of Bella to cure the girl, and the girl did not get cured. However, there was the similar circumstances which led to a synchronicity in looking. When one is looking for a cure, one needs to take the person into account and the factors that they have going on, including their connection with the cure. It was already there, the circumstances that Bella had undergone was already there, waiting to be discovered and to be investigated. It wasn't that, that let us look at this a minute more, as the spirit of Bella was also involved and interested in cures and still not realizing her circumstances and was hoping herself for a cure. And had hope, but it did not come for her, and she was still looking for a cure for her, and she did identify with other children who had something similar and were seeking for a cure for themselves. If the cure had worked, then you may not have been asking these questions. But simply giving thanks for the cure. It must be remembered that death is not the end, and it is a clearing of the slate, which is a chance for a whole new beginning with renewed energy, with a new body that is cancer-free and is available for the continued pursuit of the person's goals. As we look at this, we thank you for your question, because when we looked at this before, we did not see the participation of Bella in this process. We can ask at this point that Bella be able to set aside this and to pursue a new life for herself, which could include in her new life the researching of this particular cancer and the working with people who were putting together cures rather than hanging on to a hope that has already gone by and passed.
Thank you. I thought I'd just insert the question. Since I was talking about how I met Daphne, and all the circumstances of that, if it doesn't violate her free will, or if you can answer the question, without violating it. What was going on the other realms that created that the circumstances of that meeting?
We have an answer for you, but we suggest that you wait until you finish with Jim's questions.
Okay. All right. Let's go to his second question then. Jim has a quote here. We all work together, okay? And I think he's quoting something that was said in one of his previous questions, and he says... What individuals or groups are being referred to in that statement?
You, the prayers of the family, Philomena, the Elohim, and aspects of the royal group, aspects of the...
Okay. Next question is, although Philomena has passed, do our sources understand by intuitive sense that the potential possibilities of this Bella connection is an intended and worthwhile pursuit? Will they please comment on how they see that? I think he's asking that he sees some kind of possibility in this connection with Bella as some kind of pursuit. It's looking if that is a reasonable conclusion.
Yes, yes. You have mentioned in the past that there were a number of other cases in Philadelphia that went into children's hospital of the same thing at the same time. And the nurses were quite astounded by this and wondered what the connection was of all these cases of these girls coming down with this at the same time. There is a definite need for a cure, and there are definite potentials in the cure that was being worked on with Bella. Bella needs to step aside and get out of the way and to resume her transition instead of hopelessly hoping that this cure that already didn't work for Bella would work. She needs to stay in present time and to set aside, and we are speaking to Bella at this time. She needs to, and her parents also, she needs to set aside what has happened, and she can approach the whole thing anew and take another life and indeed become a researcher for the solution to her disease. Philomena is well on her way to clearing the whole aspect of it and to moving into a better new life.
Thank you. So that is Jim's last question. I'm not sure if you answered. His question is the possibilities of the Bella connection is in pursuit. So he's thinking he is supposed to pursue something in some way about this connection.
Is a possibility. It is open for you to investigate further and to see if it is something that you could then contribute to the pursuit of this and what ways that you could contribute. It is a worthwhile avenue towards curing one rare form of cancer.
Yeah. Sometimes, perhaps, the pursuit of it might be to just contact the doctors who are working with Philomena and put them in touch with the doctors that were coming up with this other solution, and at that point, let it go. And
if you pass up on you and first case, you will see new avenues that you may or may not wish to pursue. And this is something that may even help some of the other groups that came down with that disease at the same time.
Oh, my God. We're going for a long time on this thing with Jim. It's 6:50, and we got here late. So,
what is your question concerning Daphne?
I think I'm going to... I'll save that for next week, okay? Because
right.
There's a couple of people here, and we don't have a lot of time.
How about Edna's question?
We have Edna's question. And actually, but you know what? There's another person here that's having an urgent situation. And Edna's question, let me ask this question first. And then if there's time, we'll go to Edna's question. And if not, we'll do it again next week.
We wish to answer Edna's question as it was promoted at the start.
All right. And Valerie had a question, too. Valerie, we'll do your question next week, okay? So Edna is... where is Edna's question? Hang on just a moment. Sorry. Okay, here we go. In November, I will be visiting Machu Picchu, the lost city of the Incas in Peru. I have an interesting...
There are influences in Machu Picchu. So when you are there, be sure to connect and stay connected with the higher sources. Some of the things that have happened in Machu Picchu... could spirit want off into diverse directions?
So in other words, it would be considered negative, yes?
Some of them are negative and some of them are positive, so watch the energies.
So she asks, I have a big interest in that place and would like to ask converses some questions about it. And she has
you
four
have
questions.
Been there before.
That was
you
the first question.
Yes.
I live in that place.
Yes.
Have I visited that place when I was traveling outside of my body?
Yes, you have.
Was it connected with Atlantis? And did that place exist after Atlantis or at the same time?
So you were connected with Atlantis. It was separate from Atlantis, but man had many ties to Atlantis. It existed around the time of Atlantis and after.
Mm-hmm. Does Machu Picchu...
During the time when it was being formed and was growing, that Atlantis was an influence in the distance.
Mm-hmm. Does Machu Picchu hold a grid of energy from the past? Can that energy help people in their spiritual development and personal
healing?
If
one chooses the positive streaming energies that move through the area, yes.
What else can you tell me about this sacred place before I get there? I would like to take in the healing energy while I am there. Much appreciated.
Be very selective when you are there to choose the healing energy and not be spirited away by any negative energy.
Mm-hmm. Are there negative forces planted there right now?
Yes. Based upon influences from the past.
Okay. So that's our last question. The person the person that asked about the question about black magic, I am going to ask that privately for you and send it to you rather than do it on the call. Okay? So
yes.
I know they're in an urgent situation and somebody's been a regular participant in the calls, supportive of the calls, so I will, and I'll be more, I'll try to get to the root of what you want to know or what can help you, okay?
We look forward to your question.
On that note, we run out of time. I'm sorry my car got stuck in the parking lot, and we would have had the time to ask all the questions otherwise. So just keep sending them, and I don't mind, and we'll do them next week. And for right now, we're going to go over to whole planet healing and the phone number. Hayes, you have the phone number in front of you?
Yes, that is 1-712-770-4340-250-513#.
Thank you very much. Okay, hope you got it. And we'll see you all in a moment. And we love you. And I'm going to unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elohim.
70.
Thank you.
4340.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Zero.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, hope you got it.
Cool.
And
somebody's listening on VBS in the background.
And
that's over here. Yeah, okay.
And
I'm cutting the call.
Good, everybody.
Goodbye.